Barack Obama will be making his way to Iraq for talks with commanders of the war he spoke out against, and a surge he said wouldn't work. ABC's Terry McCarthy is in Baghdad tonight.
David, the next big issue for Senator Obama after Afghanistan is Iraq, which he's also scheduled to visit on this trip. Top of his agenda, how soon can the U.S. withdraw troops from Iraq? On the campaign trail back in the U.S., Obama has been saying he wants to draw down most troops in 16 months. Briefly this weekend, Iraqi Prime Minister Maliki appeared to agree with Obama's time frame in an interview he gave to a German magazine. But yesterday, his office said he had been misquoted and said he did not want to get involved in U.S. politics. The U.S. military opposes a fixed timetable. Today, Admiral Mike Mullen, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, said the consequences could be very dangerous if troops left too quickly. Interestingly, many Iraqis agree. I prefer the Americans leave gradually, says this man. It should depend on the situation. A timetable for withdrawal, fine with Iraqis, as long as it's flexible.
I think it's a good idea, but it should be a timetable agreed on with the Iraqis, taking into consideration what's going on the ground.
Obama's trip to Iraq is intended to give him exactly that, an idea of what's going on the ground. David?
Terry McCarthy in Baghdad tonight. Terry, thank you.